understand the imagery behind that carol. But there also may have been some right emotional work there. I mean, really, who wants to hear about Lycus on Christmas, especially this year? I don't think anybody does. I think you ought to hear about it. I know I do. And as we look at the story from Luke, and as we hear John's assertions about the nature of God, we hear the word hope. Now, being born in a manger is not glamorous, and I know that some of us have romanticized it over the years. But a manger is not this romantic, crude bed that we've created here at the church. If you know anything about architecture in first century Judea, the average home was nothing to want to be in. It was not comfortable. It was not luxurious. It was often fairly rude in its design and appointments. And if you want to see what one of these looked like, I encourage you to visit the Smith Museum at Harvard University in Cambridge. They've got a full-scale replica of one built on the ground floor. And you can see how tight the space was. And you can also see how the home was open to the outdoors, that the animals could just wander from the fields into the building, and they could stay for the night, and then they could wander back out the next morning. That is where God in Jesus was born. That is where God in Jesus spent his first days. Love. God was with us, as God is with us now. And so we may feel abandoned, and we may feel that God doesn't understand the difficulties we have to deal with in life. But God, from the very start of his time as human, experienced our lowliness. God experienced not being born into a palace, he didn't sit on a throne, he didn't look down on us, but God was in a manger looking up at us. God was with us as God is with us now. And I hope you can take some hope from that word and from that truth, because that is what tonight is all about. Tonight is the day in which we remember when hope came to us. And hope stayed with us. Hope has been here the entire time. But it amazes me that God chose to subvert our visions of what reality should be and who should gain power and who gets everything their way. Because God doesn't in favors. God loves all of us. God cares about all of us. God's with us even during these times of pandemic, and God will be with us when these times pass. I don't want to say anything Pollyannish, but we know this is not the worst thing that humanity has ever endured. I'm not saying that it's a good thing or something for which we should be grateful, but we have made our way through. Beginning to today, and we will make our way to the end. And we give thanks for the gifts that God has shared with us, including gifts of science, including gifts of faith, including gifts of trust, and including gifts of community. Those are all things for which we should say thank you to God, not just today, but every day. My hope is that after the Christmas holiday is passed, you will still feel something of the spirit of Christmas, that you will still feel God's presence, and that you will know that God is with you. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, the gift of your love, your compassion, your caring for us. Thank you for also giving us the the opportunity to reflect your grace and your power to the wider world, to give to others